Dave and Fionnuala. 12 minutes past five. We have with us Kingfisher. The band, like the bird, minus the E, going on their own UK tour, which is sold out. Then they're going on tour with Tom Walker. They'll be supporting Snow Patrol in Thomond Park later on. And, well, they are fantastic musicians. A Limerick band, but based in Limerick. There are other locations.
So. Yeah. I'm from Wexford.
I'm from Tipperary.
I'm from Cork.
Basically, we were all met in college in UL and basically found each other playing music. Just in house parties, and myself and Fitz lived together in college. So that's how we got started. We owe the band to Limerick, and we owe kind of the whole music scene in Limerick is why we started. So we're a Limerick band for all intents and purposes.
I could spend this entire interview just talking about how great UL is. I won't do that. What I wanted to ask you actually was the kitchen tours that you've been heading on. Two questions about them. The first one being, what is the top tier refreshment you can be offering to someone's kitchen?
There's only one answer. It's cup of Barry's tea.
Oh, I don't know.
Absolutely.
We were in London and we got offered mimosas.
Yeah, I did like the mimosas. It was 10 o'clock in the morning as well, by the way. And everyone's in there absolutely slamming mimosas. And they were like, well, we're in it now, I guess. yeah, but probably Barry's is the answer we tell our parents. And yes. The real answer then is beer.
Yeah. And the second question, you obviously have been doing fans' kitchens, but if there was an Irish celebrity who was willing to invite you into their kitchen for a performance,
oh
who
my
would
God,
it be?
That's an unbelievable question. Richie Kavanagh, maybe?
Oh.
Is that wildest? What is that a wild assessment?
You've taken Magoo's answer.
I was saying Mary Black there. At the
oh, Mary Black. Great show.
Soul Train. I don't know.
I mean, Michael D would be a definite up there as well, 100%. Yeah. Like, if you could have a cup of tea with Michael D.
This is turning into a great... Who do we have? Richie Kavanagh.
Richie Kavanagh, Mary Black.
Mary Black, Michael D.
Michael D. This is a super team, like.
I don't know why. The only one I can think of is, like, Barry Keoghan, but I'd be afraid of what he might do now.
What's in the tea?
It's no offense to Barry Keoghan now, he's like...
look, it's all going well until Barry Keoghan whips it out like...
Yeah, you're in trouble there, lads.
Barry, we're just having tea.
No, there's supposed to be a spoon in the tea, Barry.
You see, Barry, no milk, no sugar, no star.
And the Kingfisher lads regretting maybe bringing Barry Keoghan for tea or being invited to his house for tea?
No, they'd absolutely love it. They might just have to watch what implements were being used.
Eddie Magoo and Fitz from Kingfisher, the big affiliation that they have with kitchens is that their EP and all the music they've done thus far has been recorded in Magoo's home place, a house built in the 1840s in the kitchen. Lads, when you started this band only a couple of years ago, it's not even two full years, did you ever expect yourselves to be in this position and for it to take off so well?
No, like, obviously not. No, like, everyone is all, like, you're always dreaming, like, but I mean,
it's the pace at which things are going.
Yeah, it's great.
Took us by surprise, I suppose, but we always had these ambitions, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, we always loved the music we were making, but, like, you can't possibly know that the people outside the door or outside the country even are gonna see, like, you could have people, like, we have people from, like, even people, messages from India, like, as far as, like, could be in the Taj Mahal or somewhere, listen to tunes. So, like, I don't know, it could be anywhere around the world, and to know that the stuff we're making in the kitchen goes that far is just outrageous. It's hard to comprehend, I guess.
Yeah, mad that the actual Taj Mahal could be hearing your music rather than, like, the Taj Mahal Indian takeaway down the road.
Down the road. Yeah, that's the thing. And, I mean, if they're listening to it,
thank you.
Class.
Yeah. All Taj Mahals are accepted.
Is it time to hear a little bit of music from me?
We might do Shot in the Dark.
Would you? We whipped up in the car on the way here.
Gentlemen, honestly, great to have you in. When I seen that you had sold out one Olympia, I was like, oh my God. When I seen you sold out two, I was like, holy God, they're on to massive things. I know it hasn't been done yet, but the best of luck in
Cheers.
The Olympia.
Thank you.
The tickets are sold and that's half the battle.
Yeah.
Kingfisher, great to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having us. Thanks so much for having us.
We will tell you in a few minutes where you can find the lads, their music, Kingfisher without the E, as they're setting up to play Shot in the Dark for us. Lads, in your own time, with Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio, Kingfisher. This is Shot in the Dark.
With
lads. Kingfisher Shot in the Dark, live on iRadio with Dave and Fionnuala. You can catch them on tour. Well, you're not in the UK, obviously. Well, maybe you are, but most of you is here in Ireland. They will be playing support to Snow Patrol in Thomond Park towards the end of the summer or the middle of summer. They have their own UK tour. They're going on tour with Tom Walker. Don't pass up the opportunity if tickets come up for Kingfisher. They have two sold-out Olympia theatres coming up. They are hot property, and you can hear why.
And Barry Keoghan, if you're listening and you happen to be back in Ireland anytime soon, invite the Kingfisher lads to perform in your kitchen. They'd absolutely love it.
They're stone mad about kitchens, and we're stone mad about Kingfisher. Best of luck, lads, and thank you for joining us for our first session of the year on iRadio.
Hey! Hi! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.